Coach, big news this week. Charles Woodson announcing his retirement.
Your yes.
thoughts about Charles' career and how he's been a coach?
Well, I tell you, Charles has had an amazing career. He's an amazing person, amazing player, amazing leader. His influence that he has on the other players. I'm just fortunate that I had a chance to coach with him one of those 18 years. I remember him back in 98. I was still playing when he came in, about how special he was and his ability to be around the ball and to make special things happen. I'm just, really excited to make this going out for him very special for a guy who's done, he's set his mark. He left his mark on this game.
Are you surprised at all at how well he's played at age 39? And can you describe what kind of a leader he's been for the young guys?
Well, I'll tell you, just for the young guys, his ability to show up every single day, even with as long as and as much as he's done at this level, showing the guys how to come in early, leave late, how to really understand the concept of hard work and things coming to you when you do things right. Team ball, it's so much. You can't even put a word on the different things that he's done for these players. And just the competitive nature. I mean, I remember early on in the season when I first got here, he let the players know early on that if you have any chance of taking my position, good luck, because it's not going to happen. He let them know early on that he was competing from the very beginning. It doesn't matter what his age is, it's just a number. He was a guy that letting them know that it's about how hard you work and how hard you compete.
You talked about him leaving his footprint. What exactly is that footprint going to be?
Well, just, his legacy is just playmaking, hard work, showing up every day, and just setting a really good example on and off the field. You can't do any more than he's done. And he's an example just for a young man to look at his career, a guy emerging like Khalil Mack, to watch him do it the way he did it. If he can come even close to what Charles has done, he's done pretty good.
What has it been like for him to go through this season with his shoulder coming in and out? He still tackles with
right.
He still plays with the same intensity.
Amazing. He has the most years in the league, and he's probably our best tackler. He's probably our hardest worker. He's probably in the room before everyone. He's done so much. And, he's helped me so much as far as trying to, get this young team together and guide them and influence them. He's been a real asset to me in trying to, in trying to lead this team and his defense.
Did you have a feeling this was going to be his final season?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
How many years do you feel he still had left in him?
Charles can play as long as he wants to. he's that determined.
Do you recall in your overlapping years ever playing against him?
I don't recall.
Your thoughts on the San Diego Chargers on the short week?
Excited. It's a short week. Sometimes it happens really fast, but at the same time, we all love playing ball. So that means the game day gets here a lot sooner, and we're excited about that. So there's a lot of hard work early in the week, but we get rewarded with the game early on Thursday. So we're excited about what our reward is at the end of the week.
Danny Woodhead scored 4 touchdowns this past week for the San Diego Chargers. Has he come on lately, or has he been playing this well all season?
Oh, he's pretty good. I can't help but remember last time we played him. He caught some balls, caught 2 touchdowns, I believe, against us down in the red zone area. So he's been very effective. He's been very effective against us. So we know exactly who he is.
What's the key to, slowing him down or preventing that?
Well, just team defense. Everyone is involved. Not one person is in charge of him. We all are in charge of him.